Tonight we have a piece of spoken words, again, in ode to the birth anniversaries and Islamic Unity Week that we are commemorating. It is our honor to invite Brother Hussein Zadi from the United States of America to put forth his spoken words. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Isn't it disheartening to see the heart of our people hardening? Where there was once love and affection, now only violence, people going in the wrong direction. And why? Because we can't get our act together, fighting over a few differences, creating more instances to cause discord and push away one another, not realizing the man folding his arms in prayer is our brother, while we're targeting each other. The enemy is targeting us, imprisoning us, killing us, making a fool out of us. Sunni Shia don't matter to them. All they care about is the good man who speaks from within. While we fight each other about folding our arms in prayer or not, the enemy is plotting on cutting them off. So open your eyes and realize all the lies. And the lie is that we're all so different and far from each other, when in reality we all came from the same father, the same mother. We're all brothers, and trust me, there is still time to recover. We have to set our differences aside, unite and join in the greater fight. And look, when we talk about unity in our community, oftentimes we talk Sunni Shia, but I want to take it somewhere else. Take it to race, sensitive topics, so people don't be showing face. But it's everywhere. The Desi man won't give his daughter to the black man, all because he's not of the same kin, because of the color of his skin. Is that what the Prophet preached? Is that what the Prophet would teach? Is that the Islamic society that we are trying to reach? I don't think so, and I highly doubt it. The Prophet said we're all brothers and sisters, so stop being so hurtful and giving each other splinters. Stop listening to the devil's whispers. Stop being the enemy's mouthpiece and transmitter. The enemy don't care about race, culture, or sect. They have no respect to them. To them, you're nothing but an object. If you're on the right path, it is you that they will reject. So do you understand why we need to unite to see the divine light, to join in the greater fight all around the world? Sunnis and Shias are being killed alike. It's about time we tell the enemy to take a hike. The Prophet told us to unite, join in the greater fight, yet here we are, 1400 years later. The Ummah's as weak as a child in an incubator. The Prophet gave us our way of life and religion, didn't even force it upon us. He gave us a decision: support the devil or the divine vision. Support the devil or the divine vision. Yes, this was his mission, and he did it with the utmost precision. With time, his mission was passed down to the next generation. Now we are that generation. Look how miserably we're failing at this mission. He wanted unity and for the people to unite, but we can't even greet each other without a fight. And someone does this, and you may ask, who might? It's the devil hiding in plain sight. Pride's what turned the devil to the devil. It's gonna make you a rebel. It's gonna get you on his level. You're just gonna be his vessel. Pride is destroying our people. Stay arguing like seagulls over a crumb. Now we take a look around the world. People don't even have none. Dying of starvation. Look at this situation. Be an example for the next generation. In the end, we're all God's creation. So why all the separation? Why no cooperation? Why can't we get along? Why can't we rise as one? We are in a war, and I'm warning you, it has begun. There's either evil or good, no other one. And it is time that you choose one. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And while I was writing this, I was trying to think to myself, I was thinking, and it came to me as I was writing this, what is one topic, what is one issue, what is one thing that universally, all around the globe, from this end of the world to the other end, what is one thing that regardless of your skin, regardless of your culture, regardless of your religion, regardless of anything, people have all come together for this one thing? And I thought, it is the cause of Palestine. Now we see the cause of Palestine. We understand that it is important for us to speak out against this genocide, but we have to think about it on a different level. We have to understand that Palestine, not only is its importance there in defending the oppressed people, but it is also there to unite us. This is something that we can use to unite people who have not been united. And I'm not saying that throughout the entire time from October 4th or from even before, it's been picture perfect. No, there's been people disagreeing. There's been fights, there's been conflicts. But at the end of the day, you have to rise above all that for the greater cause. You need to see the greater picture. One, two, three mistakes are made. There's a mistake made. There's an argument that's had. But at the end of the day, are you willing are you willing to give up the entire cause, the entire thing, over that one argument? Are you really going to be that petty? And the people of Palestine, man, it's the one cause that I haven't seen anybody, no one unite the way people have united for Palestine. Black people, Chinese people, Korean, all Muslim, everyone has united for this one cause. So take this one cause and make it the base for unity in the community. All together, free Palestine!